Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, how about this for a good news story? Subway incident reminds us of what's good in the world. Three men jumped down from a subway platform in Manhattan to rescue a man who had fallen onto the tracks, a moment that was recorded by a witness.
Well, we do hear these stories from time to time. There are some very decent people in the world. You know, I spent a good deal of time in New York, and I have to tell you, when I'm in that subway station, I stay so far away from that track that it's not even funny. And yet you see people literally bending over to see if the trains are coming. I had a cousin, long gone now, who was pushed into the railroad tracks. And so there are some very good people in the world. They truly are heroes. They risk their own lives and they get people out. But this has become a not so uncommon experience. It's really wonderful. People deserve all kinds of credit. But the people who stay too close to the railroad tracks are out of their minds.
We go from that to President Obama, Alan, who denounced Donald Trump for his, quote, dangerous mindset. Of course, Donald Trump has made comments again about banning Muslims and about the Islamic State in the aftermath of the shooting in Orlando, Florida. Obama said, are we going to start treating all Muslim Americans differently? Are we going to start subjecting them to special surveillance? Are we going to start discriminating against them because of their faith? Do Republican officials actually agree with this?
Well, first of all, on the Republican side, they don't. And many of them are scared to death. They're running for public office themselves. They're disassociating themselves with Trump because, you know, you lose every Muslim vote in a district. It could be significant. You know, they're acting out of self-preservation. But also, some of them are decent people. They just say, this is just wrong. So we're seeing a spate of people like Lindsey Graham and others who are really distancing themselves from Trump. This is not going to be helpful in the general election, and they're really worried that some of them who are facing re-election may go down.
As many articles have seen comment on the issue of using fear as a political tool when it comes to Donald Trump, and on the other side, calls for unity. Forgive the pun. What trumps what in a general election?
Well, I do think fear is a tremendous thing. We know that people throughout history have used it. Certainly Adolf Hitler used it. And the idea of scapegoating a particular group is a technique that has been used time and again. The BBC, as we speak this morning, did a early story quoting women who are for Trump. I don't care about, you know, what he says about women or blood or this or that. I only know that he's going to protect us. He's going to build that wall and he's going to make America great again. So let me say that you don't see many op-ed pieces by these folks. Yet in these polls, there are a lot of them who are going to vote for Donald Trump based on these approaches that have been used historically.
Hillary Clinton met with Bernie Sanders last night, Alan, for about 90 minutes. Privately, they began exploring, quote, from the Times, what kind of alliance they might build against Donald Trump. Does this mean Bernie's going to pull out?
I think that Bernie has said from the very beginning he's not going to pull out. The question is not whether he will, but when he will. And when there's a convention, I think Bernie is looking forward to the marching around and the signs and the people who have been Bernieites cheering for him. And I do think that as a man of a certain age, at the same age I am, he's likely to see this as his heritage and perhaps to rationalize and to suggest to himself that I'm doing this for the betterment of the country. And he has a lot of good points, which is why I originally voted for him. And he's going to make it clear that the old establishment order isn't sufficient. And it's important that he does that.
Finally, did you see the story, Alan, about the DNC, which said that Russian hackers penetrated its files, including dossier on Donald Trump?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It is one of those things that makes us really scratch our heads and say, okay, so now why did they need that information? Are they going to blackmail people? What is it that they're looking for? David, the story that really scared the hell out of me this morning is the story of the 2-year-old child who's been pulled by an alligator into a pond, and he has not been found. We have a wonderful 2-year-old grandson, and my heart goes out to those parents. Apparently, they did everything they could, but it is one of the most horrific things. You know, you talk about the Donald Trumps and the sociological issues, but when you see something like this, it just rips your heart right out of you.